Earlier this year, officials said a 15-year-old girl was raped and killed in Gumbo on the outskirts of Juba. Last month, a Sudanese trader was found guilty of raping and killing a 5-year-old girl in Awil town, capital of northern Bargazal state. The attack outraged local residents, sparking protests that forced traders to close their businesses. Trader Sabri Abusham was sentenced to death by hanging for his crimes. Lona James Elia, executive director of the NGO Voice of Change, says women and child rights group had hope that by creating sexual and gender-based violence courts across the country, rape and other attacks against women and girls will plummet, but that is not happening.
It's becoming, you know, increasing by the day. And really, we are a little bit afraid and worried that no justice is served by most of these victims of sexual violence and rape. Given the condition that we are aware of the rights of the children and women under the Bill of the Rights of the Transitional Constitution of 2021, as amended on the right on the of the child, right to life, dignity and protection by the law, we feel that we have to bring this to the attention of the policymakers.
Elia says, although there is no substantive data for 2022, police in Juba says they recorded about 50 cases of rape from January to May. That compares with 300 rape cases documented by the United Nations Mission in South Sudan in 2021. Elia says there are too many loopholes for offenders in the gender-based violence court system. She says some perpetrators are even seen meandering in town after being sentenced to jail for a rape case. Elias says local civil society organizations are developing follow-up plans to monitor convicted rapists after their jail sentences.
And I really wanted to urge that the GVB court should address all the pending issues of GVB related, particularly to rape, and they must ensure that these people who are culprit are really sentenced and they serve the terms in the jail. And I think as civil society organization, we are also going to decide and develop some monitoring mechanism. And if we found anybody who is sentenced outside, then we'll have a problem with the court.
Diana Nono, founder and executive director of Young Positive South Sudan, a national NGO that advocates for the rights of young people living with HIV and AIDS, says many South Sudanese institutions have shifted their focus to peace-related issues rather than addressing sexual-based violence. Diana, who also serves as South Sudan Deputy Country Coordinator for Global Youth Parliament, says several conflicts have left many South Sudanese traumatized.
The whole of the country is traumatized. We are mentally ill, and that's why there are a lot of upsurging cases of rape. And then the other issue is we have refocused our implementation of projects towards access to information on GBV, and we have refocused our implementation towards the peace agreement itself. Many organizations have focused on peace building, issues of communal conflicts. We have all focused our efforts on that, not knowing that there are other contemporary issues that are also coming out related to the conflict situation in South Sudan.
Diana is urging all civil society organizations in South Sudan to refocus their attention on sexual and gender-based violence and to educate local communities on the penalties for rape. South Sudan Police spokesperson Daniel Justin disputed the claim that sexual abuse and rape cases are on the rise. He says oftentimes rape cases are resolved internally within families.
It's not that much compared to before, because we have done a lot of work resulted in the reduction of the cases. And we are still facing the challenge of lack of reporting. Sometimes people compromise outside the police or the courts. We get a case of rape, people sit privately at their houses, and then they resolve and payment is done, or a fine is paid, and then the file is closed like that.
Justin says the police are aware of some rapists who still roam the streets after being sentenced to prison, but says his department is working with prison officers to stop that happening in the future. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.